So far, this is better. And it lasted longer. The other one only lasted 3 seconds. This one's, look at it go.
Monday.
Now I feel like everything is right with the world.
You know, speaking of Booba, coming off of Mother's Day weekend, I read something that the arches for McDonald's are supposed to be breasts.
Was that in your copy of Pervy Fast Food Magazine that you like to read?
I thought it said Purveyor.
Oh, no, it says Pervy Fast Food Magazine.
No, I read
that's impossible.
See, I don't believe that either.
Who says that?
I just don't know, Bill.
The golden arches of McDonald's are meant to represent breasts.
Yeah, you know how we talked about
that.
This on Friday, and you and I, oh, no, this just in. Terrible death, Hollywood death.
I'm not, Wendy, I can't deal with a horrible Hollywood death. Who is it?
It's pretty bad. At only 69 years of age.
Oh, no.
She played opposite Christopher Reeve. She played Lois Lane. Superman Margo star Margot Kidder has died.
This is very upsetting news.
It is. I really liked her. I know she's had some issues recently.
Yeah, mental difficulties. Oh, this is horrible news.
She battled bipolar for years and was very open about it. I really respected that because mental illness needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
There shouldn't be any stigma that is associated with it. She was found dead in her Livingston, Montana home on Sunday.
Didn't she at some point wander into somebody's home and believe that it was hers? Am I imagining that about Margot Kidder?
I believe she was found hiding behind a couch in a fetal position.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Ooh. That was many years ago.
Yeah.
It's not known yet what the Canada-born actress has died of. The beauty made 4 Superman films with Christopher Reeve. In the 70s and 80s. This is from the Daily Mail, by the way.
Yeah.
She also worked alongside Reeve on 2 episodes of TV's Smallville.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's fairly recent.
That. Yeah. Well, 10 years ago, maybe?
That's more recent than the Superman movies.
Yeah.
Margot battled bipolar disorder for years, was very open about it. In 1996, Margot Kidder had a manic episode leading to her being homeless for 4 days. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's really
Can
sad.
I recommend a movie? Margot. Everybody knows her best from the Lois Lane role in Superman. She made a movie years ago called Sisters, directed by Brian De Palma, which is so eerie and creepy.
I love Brian De Palma.
This was Brian De Palma before anybody knew. Like he didn't. This was pre-Carrie.
All right, I'm writing it down.
Sisters. If you can find it, it's really. A nightmarish great movie, and she's so good in it. She plays twin sisters in it. She's really good.
She's a very good actress and was very likable. I really liked her.
Yeah.
The star was found by police and placed in psychiatric care. At that time, she was homeless for 4 days. Later, she became an advocate for mental health awareness. She, not unlike Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
They both were trying to talk about it more.
Carrie Fisher was so open about it. Like she was going through various forms of electroshock therapy, which is still a very controversial form of therapy. But Carrie Fisher, I guess for her, she believed that it was a step in the right direction, that it was working for her.
And finally, Margot continued to work in Hollywood with her last film being The Neighborhood with Danny Aiello, which came out this past year.
I don't think I've ever heard of that movie, The Neighborhood.
I haven't heard of it either, and this is dated today from the Daily Mail.
I don't know that movie at all. Oh, that's very sad news.
Yep, it was reported today that Margot Kidder had passed away. TMZ reported it. Again, TMZ coming through with everything lately.
Yeah, they've been good.
She passed away the day before at the age of 69 at her home in Livingston, Montana. Not yet known what she died from. Definitely gone too soon. That's terrible.
When I was a kid, she was already a fairly prominent actress, and she showed up in Playboy magazine in a pictorial, and she was very outspoken about how she, as a girl, used to page through Playboy magazines and say to herself, I don't have the type of body. There are girls that look like they're destined to be Playboy models. And she said, I'm not one of them. That said, here I am. So there was a bunch of pictures of her without her clothes on saying, too bad that everybody has an image of what you have to look like if you're going to be in Playboy. I wanted to be in Playboy, so I'm in Playboy.
Well, good for her. I just liked her whole attitude.
Yeah. Yep.
And
how old was she?
69.
Yeah. See, she's one of those people, and I'm sure you have this too with a lot of different, both celebrities and real life people, where you lock them. Like in my head, somebody goes, Margot Kidder, how old is she? Quick. I go, she's 38 years old. You know, because that's, I think of her at about being that age.
Yeah. Well, 69 is that 27 club because David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Margot Kidder, my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's in that club now.
A lot of people don't include your mom when they list these people.
But I do.
I think we have to.
And then
your mom also, by the way, in Playboy when I was a kid.
That's terrible.
With some crazy pictures of her vacuuming.
She was the original Joy. She was Joy movie was. She was the precursor to.
Oh yeah, I guess she would have been. Yeah, right.
That's a really good movie with Jennifer Lawrence. Have you seen that?
I do. I enjoyed.
Really liked that.
Yeah, it was really good.
And so that bulletin just came over that Margot Kidder has passed away.
Mm.
But I was also telling you about McDonald's logo was created to look like a pair of breasts, and I wanted to show you the story.
I'll take a look at it.
You may have seen the McDonald's logo more times than you can count. This is from some Australian news network. News Corp Australia Network.
Well, those guys are usually pretty good at deciding what logos are supposed to represent. That's where I go whenever I see a logo and I don't understand it.
This popped up on Facebook, and as you know, you and I are the two worst people to have clickbait because we click on everything.
Everything we see.
Everything.
Yeah, can't help it.
Which makes for an interesting show.
I hope so.
As well as signifying the M for McDonald's, the iconic golden arches represent something far stranger on a psychological level, according to The Sun.
Yeah.
Believe
the
it
newspaper, The Sun,
yes.
Not, the, not
yes.
the fiery ball in the sky.
Or either of my two boys.
Right.
Believe it or not, the rounded logo was actually designed to represent a pair of breasts.
Hmm. I'm not sure that's true.
The Freudian symbolism was devised in the fast food giant's earliest days, but McDonald's was ready to abandon the logo in the 60s. That's when design consultant and psychologist Louis Cheskin stepped in to urge...
Louis Cheskin.
There's no T.
Oh, I thought it was chest skin. That's what I thought you said.
Cheskin.
Oh. The amazing Cheskin.
Louis, or do you say Louis? Louis Cheskin. I'm going Louis.
Louis on this one.
Louis Cheskin stepped in to urge company bosses to keep the boob design.
Yeah. That must have been a fun meeting to attend.
The symbolism behind the arches was intended to represent a mother's nurturing breasts, subconsciously making you hungry and customers comforted and at home.
Sales of milkshakes went through the roof, Wendy. No one knows why.
The chain's old slogan, give mom a night off, also used to fit this psychological pattern. When did McDonald's say give mom a night off? Although it makes sense.
Well, maybe in England, maybe that was a phrase. Maybe they didn't bring it to the States.
Of course, this isn't the only way McDonald's marketers have been appealing to our subconscious. The firm's deliberate targeting of children is all part of an attempt to establish brand loyalty from an early age. Colorful restaurants with playgrounds and kids' TV ads are all devised based on the belief that children as young as two can develop an attachment to a brand. That I believe.
I totally believe that. And look what they did with Happy Meals, where they've convinced generations of kids, come eat our food, and you'll get a toy, too. If it's food and a toy, you can't go wrong.
And that's why no one talked about depression for a while, because everybody thought we could just get you a Happy Meal and you'll be fine.
Right.
But now you have to...
They try to have it. Remember, for a while, they had unhappy meals for a couple of weeks. And nobody wanted an unhappy meal.
I had a special one-time only. It was an okay meal.
An okay meal.
One
that I could see.
Market research has found that children can recognize a company logo before they learn to recognize their own name. I 100% believe that.
I definitely believe that.
And the McDonald's arches. Every kid knows what that means.
But I don't see it meaning women's breasts.
I don't either, but I've heard this before, and I watched that movie, The Founder.
Yeah,
is that
was great with Michael Keaton.
Oh my God,
so
he
good.
Was so good in that.
Yeah, yeah. Because for people who don't know the story, I don't want to give too much away, but Roy Kroc is considered to be. Wendy, excuse me, I have to get that. I'm expecting a phone call.
Have they even switched it so the stream is going right now, or are we not on
the
air?
We're not hooked up. It's just me and you. It's not hooked up.
Oh, okay. Just double checking.
We are on?
I've never heard a phone ring like that before. Sorry to interrupt you, but...
My caller ID says it's the hamburger, and we got a big part of the story wrong.
Bill's sick, by the way.
I forgot to mention that on the stream. I'm very sick. They don't think I'm going to make it to the weekend. Doctors are baffled by what I have, Wendy, and they said if he makes it to the weekend, it would be a miracle.
So we were talking about
the rapper of the weekend, not Saturday and Sunday.
You said that
in the movie,
yes, you don't want to give too much away
of Ray Kroc, who people on the outside of the business just go, well, here's a guy who just dreamt this whole thing up, but in reality, there were two brothers, the McDonald brothers, and he kind of took their idea and made it better, but in the process of this, totally ripped them off.
You know, can I just tell you, I never knew that story ever. Yeah. I mean, you know a lot about things
that no one cares about.
Well, no, because actually people do care about this one. But, I mean, I never, you hear Ray Kroc, you just think,
genius.
It's from here, Desplaines first
right.
one.
Right.
That's where it's all about. That's all you think of.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about even where the name came from.
They didn't want to franchise it. They wanted to keep it true to the family. They wanted
like a
to,
mom and pop
yeah,
shop.
They wanted to run
quality.
Everything. Yeah.
Homemade yeah. milkshakes that would just taste splendid.
Yeah.
No mixers, no nothing.
Right.
And granted, they were not millionaires because of it. They were
just getting by. They weren't making much money
right.
at all. And then Roy Kroc came and said, hey, we can put these in every
Ray.
City. Hey, what did I say?
Roy.
Ray Kroc. I'm sorry. I'm sick. Wendy.
Now it's kicking in. You sound much
I'm
worse.
Sick. So Ray and Roy Kroc... who were Siamese twins, conjoined twins, they came out and they said, hey, we could put McDonald's everywhere, and the brothers didn't want to do it.
They didn't want to do
was
it.
That?
That was the Wilhelm scream.
Oh, that was the Wilhelm scream.
Because they didn't want to do
no,
it.
No, they didn't want to do it.
And I understand that because they had integrity and they really wanted this to be
right.
their family product. I totally get it.
Right.
Really, listeners, if you have not seen The Founder, I know that it came out a while ago. I was a little late to
but
the party.
2 years ago.
Yeah, and I saw it probably about when I had my knee operated on. I watched a bunch of movies.
It's a good movie to see with a bad knee. It really
or
is.
Or a hip.
Yeah, if you got a bad hip or a bad knee.
It really was good, though,
yeah.
and I've always loved Michael Keaton. He's really
he's so good.
Good
in it. Yeah.
He really is fantastic, and Nick Offerman
mm-hmm.
is really, I should have known that was him right away, but I really
yeah.
didn't. He was really good in that as well,
yep.
and the other McDonald brother.
Yep.
Just really a great movie, and I never knew that to be the history of it.
Yeah. They didn't pull punch, I mean... When I heard they were going to make a movie about this, I said, well, they're not going to make Ray and Roy Kroc look bad. They're going to make them look good because that's what America wants to see.
It made them look terrible.
It made them look really bad.
Which is, I guess, what...
Yeah.
Now, what did the Kroc people say about this when it came out?
I don't remember there being any opposition because this story is known to be true. Everybody who knows the story knows exactly what he did. And I'm not saying he did a bad thing, but if you're the McDonald's family... Who I mean, they took this franchise for a song. I mean, they took it and just ran with it.
But the McDonald brothers ended up getting decent money,
yeah,
just not as much as they would have.
Right. Well, you find out at the very end the deal that was struck and how he, Kroc, did not live up to the terms of the deal. You know, they were going to get a percentage of all further sales. And as of today's date, they didn't get a penny of those sales. And that's a lot. That's
yeah.
an insane amount of money. That's a crazy amount of money.
All right. Well, watch The Founder because it's a
yes.
really good movie.
Yes. Yes. All right. We must take a break. Judy Pilak will join us and give you the news and then more stuff after that. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hello, Wendy.
It is Bill Leff. It is Wendy Snyder. And Judy Pilak is here. We were just discussing Ray Kroc and Hamburger Heaven, which is over in Elmhurst on York Road and North Avenue. They're
yep.
only open... in the warm months,
right.
they close January and February, and they have their
That's
own...
That's so funny. They should be closed January through June, I guess.
Because of the weather.
Yeah. But anyway.
She's better.
See, now, I've always called that place Richardson's. But you say it's Hamburger Heaven?
Well, that's what the sign says.
I feel like I've seen both of those words on there. Now, I did, because I said, wait a second, I think that's the same place.
It does sound like it, because Bill was talking about a root beer place in Elmhurst.
Yeah.
It can't be too famous.
No.
And it looks like, when you look at it, it looks like it's a 1950s old-fashioned.
Like, here's the sign. It says Hamburger Heaven Richardson Root Beer.
Oh.
And what's on top, Bill? Hamburger Heaven.
Hamburger Heaven. Yeah.
I only know this because my dad, he died when I was 10.
And went to Hamburger Heaven.
You know what? He did, because he was that late night guy who would, and this was only open till 8 o'clock. So as a kid, I'm thinking overnights,
yeah,
but
right.
He would stop and pick up burgers and bring them home. And my brother and sister would, like a cartoon where the scent of the hamburger, they would just float to it. I would not wake up for food. I just wanted to keep sleeping. That's all. I love to sleep. So I wouldn't wake up. But my dad used to bring Hamburger Heaven burgers home, and probably not even that much. But as a kid, I'm thinking he did it every other night.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So then when I became an adult and knew where it was, I wanted to go to it. And it's kind of like the original Big Mac. It's got it's the triple patty, the three buns, and then a special sauce, which is much like a Thousand Island dressing.
Right.
Interesting.
And I think they had that before a Big Mac was around.
The Big Mac came about in, I want to say, 1970. If I'm off, I'm off by maybe a year.
And I, of course, likened it to Big Boy.
Oh, it's similar to Big Boy.
It is similar.
Yeah.
It's the same. And special sauce, everything.
Yeah.
It's very similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would say copyright.
Hamburger Heaven is in Elmhurst, and Judy said, oh, have you tried their root beer? And that's when Bill asked about Robertson?
Richardson.
Richardson.
Yeah, it's really good root beer.
It is really good, and get a burger while you're there. I will also say I'm very gullible because there was one of the first Burger King restaurants in Countryside on LaGrange Road, and it sat there for quite some time. And my dad also appreciated a good Whopper. And he used to bring those home to us, too. No wonder I have cravings for junk food.
I worked at Burger King. Oh, I loved it.
But there weren't a ton of them at first.
Right. No, you know what? There were so few that when I worked there in high school in the suburbs, that I would go around to all the new, because I was so fast to make a burger.
Yeah.
She was the burger queen.
I was the burger queen, exactly.
So when they would refer to you, Judy, as a young girl, as being fast, they were talking about how quickly you could build a hamburger.
At work, they were. It was like, yeah. Anyway, they would literally drive me, because I don't even know if I drove yet.
Really?
I don't think I did. No, I was maybe
15?
A sophomore in high school. Yeah, I was probably just over, legal age to work. Anyway, they would drive me and this other girl who worked there forever to all the new Burger Kings to teach people how to make Whopper.
What an honor.
Yeah, because it was a science.
Assembly line.
Yeah,
it was
definitely.
Putting on the mayo, putting on lettuce. Yeah, I loved it, though. I loved working there, and I loved the food.
I love a good Whopper, but there was this one in Countryside on LaGrange Road, and older family members, mainly my brother and sister, who constantly teased me, told me that my dad went there so much that they deemed him mayor of Burger King, and his picture was in there.
Oh.
So, again, I remember when I was probably 16 and learned how to drive. I went in there and said, "Yeah, I'm here to see my dad's picture." And they're like, "What?
You know, the mayor of Burger King."
I'm sorry, when you were 16.
No, I wasn't that old, but I really believed that my dad's picture was there and was wholly disappointed.
Your siblings sound just vicious.
They were
horrible people. Horrible people.
Well, you know what? No wonder they like to listen to the show. They like Bill's half.
Yeah.
Because they like that he teases me.
Keep the tradition alive, dude. You have to keep the tradition alive.
They're seething, though. They see you now. They're like, oh, how does she turn out so well? We tried our darndest.
Resilience. That's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was a kid, there was a Burger King near us where I grew up. And I remember going there from the time I was very, very little. But we didn't go to a McDonald's.
We didn't either.
We didn't have McDonald's in Chicago.
One opened up by Ford City when I was 5.
And there was one in Lyons, Illinois.
Yeah, so that would have been late 60s, mm-hmm. right?
The closest one to me was Milwaukee and Elston.
And so what year would that have been?
In, Niles, like almost to the suburbs.
Oh,
and
really?
I think it was the suburbs. Yeah, maybe I'm not... Was it Milwaukee?
But isn't that crazy that McDonald's, which now...
dominates.
You go in any direction for a mile and you'll run into two or three
Burger
of them.
Burger King was first.
Back then, Burger King was by far the more dominant of the two.
And even before that, Burger King, as I recall, was White Castle. Right?
Hmm.
I thought that came later.
I thought it was Burger King, then White Castle, then McDonald's in Chicago
maybe.
Anyway. I thought. and Wendy's way after that.
Yeah.
The first time I was in a Wendy's, we were driving to Florida, and that Wendy's, it's before they were fast food Wendy's all over, was an actual sit-down restaurant with waitress that would come down and take your order, but it was the same Wendy's.
Where was that?
In either Tennessee or Georgia.
Oh,
I think
cool.
Tennessee.
I hope it's
was there a Lums next door to it?
Oh, Lums was like
boiled
such
in
a
beer.
Lums. Every time I went to Florida on vacation, we went to Lums. Yeah. Well, and like I was telling you guys off the when I was just in L.A., that Bob's Big Boy.
Yeah.
It is so retro. It is exactly like it was. I thought maybe the 60s.
That's when they hit
but
their...
it could 60s or 70s. Yeah. It's not the 50s for Big Boy, I don't think. But the counter, which I swear had 30 chairs at the counter.
Yeah, right.
Not even the booths. It was huge. They had a takeout window in back. I mean, it was crazy. It was it was the first stop I made. When
you know
I went
who else had a huge counter? Like, you could go in and you could always get a table, but Howard Johnson's, when you go in, had this counter that went all the way across.
The turquoise and orange.
The Miami Dolphin colors.
Yes, we went to Florida a couple times when I was growing up, always drove, and we'd always stay in the Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge because it was a pretty decent, I mean, I didn't care then how much it cost, but my mom and aunt said it was a pretty reasonable rate.
Yeah.
And a very decent restaurant there.
Yeah, everyone loved it.
Yep.
Their own soda.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd get the ice cream and the little parfait glasses.
I don't know why Walgreens doesn't have a...
They did
counter.
They used to. Was it Wags that was part of Walgreens?
Right.
Oh, well, but what was the big one in the drugstore?
Kresge's.
Kresge? Oh, yeah.
Which Kresge's. Was Kmart's
predecessor.
Yeah.
I worked at Kmart, too, by the way.
Oh, wow, Jude.
I had lots of jobs.
Making hamburgers?
Were you the blue light special?
I was many, many times. Over here.
Proud moment. All right, let's take a break and
no,
get to
we
some
just
news.
Do news. We took a break, right?
A news break. It's a news break.
No. We took a break, so now we can go right to news.
All
right.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Get it. Yes, I got it. I was like,
good
what? Okay, here I go.
Thanks, Jude. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Bill Leff is under the weather today, and the weather sucks, so no wonder you're under the weather.
Yep.
We were talking about McDonald's here on the stream. It was first founded in the 1940s by brothers Dick and Mac McDonald, and it was actually a barbecue-centric restaurant serving items like ribs and barbecue pork sandwiches.
Mm.
I don't remember
that
in the
back.
Movie. Oh, yes, I do. There was fried chicken and stuff. They had various items that Ray Kroc came and said, we need to streamline this.
Right.
And he did. So this is what the menu was when Ray Kroc took over.
So what year would this be then?
50s.
Yeah, late 50s.
Yes.
Now, I know these prices are going to be embarrassing low because...
Right.
When I was in grade school, and we're all about the same age, Wendy, you know, considerably older than you and I, Jude, but their advertising campaign was get a hamburger, fries, and a drink, and change back for your dollar. So think about that.
Wow.
Try pulling that off today.
I never got that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
A hamburger, fries, and a drink, change back for your dollar.
But
got
think
a lot
about
of change.
When you went, because I was a big hot dog person because I grew up in Chicago. We had a hot dog stand.
Yeah,
and literally
too.
It was a stand. But I feel like we could get a hot dog, fries, and a drink for like
for a buck.
Yeah. Or under. It was never. Even White Castle, am I?
They used to be so cheap.
I feel like it was like 10 cents, but it couldn't have been.
Yes,
12,
it was.
They were 12 when
12
I was in grade
cents.
School.
Okay, because, it's that's
because now
so cheap.
I can spend $40 there. Like, if I'm going to get stuff for all four of us.
What are you getting, shrimp nibblers?
No. But, you know,
you gotta get the onion rings because they're so good. And it's
a lobster roll?
No, I've not tried that.
I mean, a cheeseburger now at White Castle is probably
$1.98. And a double, maybe that's the double.
Oh, maybe.
I love double cheeseburgers, and I do two, and that's it, and I'm done. But I do like their mozzarella sticks, and they do have onion rings that are pretty awesome, and they're...
Yeah.
I've spent $40. We have four people, and two of them are teenage boys.
Oh, yeah.
They could probably... Yeah, and I will only eat White Castle with cheese. The boys like them without cheese and put A1 sauce on them. Because they had an A1 burger for a while.
Yeah.
You know what? Any food in a box, I tend to love because it's steamed.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I guess so.
What's the hot dog place over on...
Lucky Dog.
No.
Because that is the best.
Not really Demon Dog. You know, the two hot dogs up on the...
That's Lucky Dog.
Yeah.
No, it's not Lucky Dog. It's called... I know, it's something dog.
I've got, now I've got Lucky Dog.
Super Dog.
Super Dog.
That's what I meant.
Right.
I'm sorry.
D-A-W-G.
Yes.
Right. D-A-W-G.
Sorry. You know, I think the fact that it's in that box.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing.
But you're not afraid of the robots up on the roof taking over the galaxy?
No.
Bluey and Cluey or whatever.
Those hot dogs, I am good.
Look up their names, Jasmine. The
you
Super Dog.
Bluey and Cluey?
No, it's Bluey and something. You're right. And I
see, he looks at me like I know nothing.
No, she's
one of them just died.
One of the hot dogs?
One of the owners.
Oh, right? the lady, the mom.
Fluey.
Are you looking it up, Jazz?
It is something like that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's not floozy, but it's Fluey.
It's something like that. But I wanted to talk about the original in the 1950s when Ray Kroc said to the McDonald brothers, "Hey, dudes, you got to streamline
bend
this.
Over, fellas. I got a surprise for you."
Well, that he didn't say that, or they wouldn't have. They wouldn't have listened. It was a pure beef hamburger for 15 cents. The tempting cheeseburger was 19 cents. Triple thick shakes, 20 cents.
Oh.
They did pride themselves on the triple thick shakes.
Well, that's because that was all Ray Kroc. That's what he was always promoting, right?
Those machines. The brothers.
No, but he was always trying to sell the shake machines.
Right.
That's what he started.
So in the early days of McDonald's, you got actual ice cream in your milkshake, but then it just became processed dairy.
Yeah.
Golden French fries were 10 cents, the best dime you'll ever spend. Thirst quenching Coke, 10 bucks. Or 10 cents.
10 bucks?
That's how they make their money. Delightful root beer, 10 cents. Steaming hot coffee, 10 cents.
Could you get root beer that was less than delightful for less? No, it was
full flavor orange drink, 10 cents.
Oh, I forgot about that. You couldn't get orange soda
anywhere else.
Well, if you went to McDonald's and asked for orange, you got the non-carbonated, almost like high C flavored orange drink. But then at some point, they changed it over to like orange Fanta or something.
Yeah, and refreshing cold milk was 12 cents. Isn't that a hoot? The milk is more than the soda. What kid is going to want it? Oh, I'll take milk.
Oh, interesting. Now, this is pre-Happy Meal.
So this was the original McDonald's menu.
You could get them. That's 35 cents for a meal.
Yeah.
I think that's what it said on the sign.
Wow.
So I feel like you're right. Yeah, the 35 cents. I just added it up.
Hamburger fries and at that Coke. Point, a Coke for 35 cents.
Yeah. Wow. 20, 35.
Wow. Yeah.
And this is the menu that you'll find at an In-N-Out Burger today, except the prices are different, but it's just pretty basic. I've never done an In-N-Out Burger in L.A.
Either. I'm dying to try
They're really good.
I thought they were supposed to come here. Wasn't P. Diddy or somebody?
Wait a second. Yeah. I think they did open one here.
I don't think it ever happened.
Are you sure? Because which one did then? Some new
Rallies for a while.
Red Robin.
Well, there's still some Red Robins.
I just love that Cock Robin.
Oh my God! I grew up in Brookfield. And there was one in Brookfield, and there was one in LaGrange. These Cock Robins had the square ice cream.
Yeah.
And they honestly had great double cheeseburgers.
Yes. They really did. I think there might be still one in Naperville.
There are none. I'm pretty positive.
I had been to that one, and I'm positive.
So many great burger joints when you think about it.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm looking for the mascots' names. Maury is one of them.
Well, Maury was the owner. So did they name the hot dog up on the roof?
I think so.
After him? And maybe his wife then?
Florence Berman just died in May.
See, and I think they had that nickname for her, Wendy, you were right. Because I remember reading it, and it was a weird, like,
Flory or
name.
Something. Oh. Yeah. Florence Berman, co-founder, has died at 92.
What was the catch? There's some catchphrase there at Superdog that he used to say, that the owner used to say, like,
gobble them up.
Gobble them up. He would always say, gobble them up.
Eat up.
No.
I can't remember what it is, because on their boxes it always says that, because he used to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not a hello there, but it's not, like, it's
oh, that's
like,
a great catchphrase.
That kept people coming back.
Hello
Let's go to
there.
That place where people say hello
I know
to
what
us.
You mean, though. There is something on the box.
Well, Tommy has called
in
us
quotes.
At 312-235-2525. Tommy, could you help us out with the Superdog talk?
Hi.
Tommy, can you
I
help
think
us?
You guys got it already. It's Maury. And Flory.
Maury and Flory.
Flory.
Right,
sure, Maury got out of the, I believe he got out of the Army in 1948, and I think he was going to college, and they decided to open up a little hot dog stand just temporarily to make some money to pay for their tuition, and that grew into the Superdog empire that is today.
And Superdog co-founder Florence Berman died just earlier this month. So she just died at 92. And her husband, Maury, was almost 3 years ago to the date. So May of 2015, wow. He died.
Wow.
That's so sad. Do you know what it says on the box? The little...
Bless our something like that.
Oh, I don't remember.
Bless our dog.
Bless our dog. DAWG.
And they have two locations now. You know, the original, which has been there since the '50s, and there's been one in on Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling for the last five years or so.
That one's even bigger than the original, right?
I believe it is. Yeah, yeah. Certainly more modern inside, yeah. But nothing takes the place of the original.
It finally have a drive-through? Because that was another thing I didn't like.
Oh, it does have a drive-through.
Yeah, because waiting at
the new one does.
You go to the old drive-in style.
It just took too long.
Yeah,
they never had enough workers.
Tommy, thanks for the information.
I prefer the what they call the Whopper Cheesy,
which is their
big hamburger.
Yes. Oh, is that good? That's so good. Well, thank you, Tommy. Okay. I appreciate it.
If you had to choose a hot dog or a burger, which way would you go? Because that is probably the toughest decision of my life.
That is tough.
I go hamburger unless there's a baseball game being played in front of me, and then I go hot dog.
I don't know. Good hot dog.
Yeah. There was Henry's Hot Dogs, which was in Cicero on Ogden Avenue. It's still there. They were one of the first people I ever knew. Again, my dad would frequent this place.
Yeah.
Junk food junkie.
It sounds like all he did was go out and get hamburgers.
Right?
Was your dad wimpy
from Popeye?
I'll
be back later.
He got a hot dog at Henry's, and they were the first people to put the fries on the hot dog and wrap it all together in the wax paper.
Because a lot of it is the fries.
Yeah.
It just is. But that hot dog has to have a tough skin.
Well, I like the crisp.
Yeah.
Yes,
it can't be a big fat.
Circumcised or uncircumcised, Jude?
Oh, my. You really ruin everything.
I know. Stop. I do not want to have that image when I'm eating a hot dog.
Maury and Flory wanted to know.
You know what I'm saying? It's that good
the
Vienna.
Casing.
The
Vienna
casing.
Beef.
It has to be a Vienna hot dog.
Yeah. I can go Vienna beef on the grill. But with the casing.
And see, I was going to say steamed. It has to be steamed or it's to me.
I like them both, honestly.
But if
you get the Vienna beef, God, I shouldn't say this because it's going to ruin everybody's hot dog eating experience.
What?
Don't say it then.
What?
Well, Bill just ruined half of it. Now you're going to ruin the other half.
All right. I'll say it then. Because why does he get to say gross things and I don't?
You can. Go ahead.
We
won't judge you.
The Vienna beef hot dog with the casing, the one that crunches when you bite. At the very end, sometimes the meat doesn't go all the way to the end, you know?
Yeah.
And, my son Dylan, when he was little, could not eat it. I had to bite that off and eat it myself because he said it looked like a thumb. And it does because it looks like the nail. It looks like a thumb.
And then would you chew it and feed it to him like a bird would do to its young?
No, I just ate it. I thought, you know what? I get an extra bite of a hot dog here.
Yeah.
And
well,
I don't
girl.
Bonus hot dog.
Other than Superdog, I typically don't like a jumbo.
It's too much
meat.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am so with you because they don't give you a bigger bun.
No.
And then
size.
The meat to bun ratio is a skew.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a science. It really is.
Yeah.
And I will say, growing up in Chicago, I went to Sam's Red Hots, which is still there.
Where is that? I know that place, but I don't know where
it's
it is.
It's on Damon. No, Armitage near Fullerton.
Yeah. I hope Bob Serrata's listening to this.
I know.
Because he would, honestly, this is nirvana to him.
Yeah.
The discussion of hot dogs. The place by us when I was a kid, and it's still there, is Willie's Weenie Wagon, which started out as a wagon just alongside the road. They would bring out this wagon and sell hot dogs out of a wagon.
What?
And then it became, I'm serious, then it became.
They enclosed the wagon.
Well.
They went out west for a while.
They built a giant restaurant, and then they parked the wagon next to the restaurant, which was very smart.
And, you know, let's talk about fries, because those also, what is it about the fries? I almost feel, again, it's the container they come in.
Oh, interesting.
Being a brown paper bag, or white, actually,
is
the best I've ever had, the best fries I've ever
had. You've been to Five Guys, right?
No.
I have.
You know this. If you order a hamburger and fries at Five Guys, you have enough french fries for the rest of your life.
I don't know
what they do inside that bag, but you could eat 100 of them and look in and you go, there's more
fries here than when I started.
Yeah, brown paper bag.
And I don't mean the, you know, little paper that you would used for fries. I mean, right. The actual paper bag.
Oh, yeah. Parkies did that, too, in Oak Park. Yeah.
See,
they
I think
the
fries
thing.
Just taste better out of there.
Yeah.
Superdog, on the box, it says, Superdog lounges inside, contentedly cushioned in super fries. And
but
then it says,
that...
comfortably attired in, and then they circle mustard, ketchup, or no ketchup, I'm sorry, mustard relish. And I always get no relish, so they circle that.
Me
and
too.
Then there's another long thing, Bill, that says something. Is this what you're talking about? There's a quote that says, I'm doing my darndest to serve every item, every time, to every customer in a manner to make you want to return and bring your friends with you.
Super is that on the box?
It. Yeah, it's on the side of the box.
What? No, that's I'm thinking of like a four...
It's like three or four words.
Yeah, I know
like,
what you mean. It's
how you
in quotes.
Doing or hello
exactly.
there or something like that.
Hello mean, there.
What'll it
yeah.
be?
Again, the best catchphrase ever. Hello there.
Wouldn't that keep you
Are you going
back?
To eat me?
That's a good one.
Please don't eat me. That's what it is.
It's like a hot dog with a little tear.
I'm looking at pictures online also. Oh, here it is. I found it. Ready?
Yeah.
It's four letters. It's simply hiya. H-I-Y-A, exclamation point, hiya. Because he used to, when he'd recognize a foreign customer, he would say that to them. Hiya.
I can sleep tonight, thank God.
Wendy, I guarantee
you. When he
you,
said four letters, I'm like, oh, he means words. No, he meant letters.
Letters, hiya.
Hiya.
That's when...
that's cooler than how you... How
it
high
is.
There.
That's
hiya.
When restaurateurs didn't have time to spend with the customers.
Right.
They four quick letters, you're in and out.
Right,
that's
exactly.
All we, I don't have time for this nonsense.
Sometimes I like the ones who don't even speak. They just give you the nod.
Right.
What'll it be?
You
right.
again. You again. What can
it's
I do
snappy.
For you?
Who
right.
has howdy listed on their hot dog packaging?
Oh,
someone
that's
who doesn't
a great
do
question.
It very well.
Right.
Because
right.
howdy, no.
No, I'm not. No,
hiya.
No. All right, we must take a break. Judy, thank you so much for hanging out.
I'm
we'll close
starving.
Things.
Thanks,
I know.
Queen.
This really made everybody
I know.
Very hungry.
I still have my crown.
Really more after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, that's all she wrote, throaty. You're deep throat.
Wendy,
that's what I'm going to call you.
I am deep throat for reasons I can't disclose right now.
Right.
I don't want to talk about it. At the beginning of the show, I said to myself, there's no way in the world I will make it till 1 o'clock. Here we are, just 36 seconds shy, and I feel terrific.
No, you don't.
I could do an extra 10 seconds if you want to go till...
Your eyes are glassy. I can tell you're feeling worse now that the day has progressed.
Yeah.
You're not going to be here tomorrow.
You mean I'll be dead?
No, you'll be alive, but you should... If your throat really hurts, you shouldn't be coming in sharing a microphone that we all share.
Yeah, that's rude.
Well, it'll get everybody sick.
Then I'll be feeling better by that point.
That's what I like about you, Bill.
My plan will have worked. That's my plan.
Just be better by Friday for the
Friday, I will be fine. You'll see. Good as new by Friday.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Sorry I sound like this, but I could say that any day. It's not. I've never had a day where I couldn't say that with some honesty. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. Feel better.
All right, thanks.